Harrison Smith, ladies and gentlemen. And a raucous round of applause. What's up, Harrison?
What's going on?
Just not much. Since the NFC title game, there have been many things that I've wanted to ask you, but what's up, CG?
You'll shake anybody's hand, apparently.
But none more than how's your sleep performance?
You've
been sleeping
well.
Okay?
Yeah, it's doing well. Finally get a chance to let the body relax and unwind. So Sleep Number bed is treating me right.
Yeah. Charge has a Sleep Number bed, too.
I do. Yeah. I had lower back pain for years, and I just kept buying more expensive mattresses, thinking I'd spend my way into not having back pain, and it took a Sleep Number, and that was the end of that.
You got a Sleep Number?
I switch it up, actually.
Do
I'm
you?
Sleeping on side, stomach,
yeah.
Back.
So it's kind of like defending the run and defending the pass.
Yeah,
if you're feeling
balance.
Rugged, it's like whatever. And if you feel like it's going to be a nice, chill, stylistic type night, you do a different number.
Yep.
Now, you're a single guy, but you share a house with your chocolate lab, Deuce. And I'm guessing Deuce sleeps on the other side of the bed. Does Deuce have his own sleep number?
Honestly, I was just wondering about that because it kind of gives you feedback on how you sleep. And there might be some for him.
I'd like to see the feedback on the dog setting, right?
Your dog's name is Deuce?
Yeah.
Now, that makes sense,
it's
right?
It's awesome that you brought that up because, like, I taped interviews with Harrison Smith all season to play on Fridays. And I would always catch him Wednesdays at 7:15. When he was dropping his dog off Deuce at doggy daycare.
Oh, yeah.
Not that he was dropping to Deuce. He was
that's a
Deuce
totally different.
Off at doggy daycare. So,
totally
I mean,
different.
You really care about this dog Deuce, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He's my guy. You know, he comes into work with me, and I drop him off, you know, right across the street and then pick him up on the way home. So
that's
we have
awesome.
A nice ride, you know, ride in and a nice ride home.
Well, you know, look, the beauty of the dog is you get home, and all the dog wants to do is be with you, right? And, you know, doesn't complain. When was the last time your dog complained? Never.
Every now and then he does because he likes to go outside a lot. But
because you hide the cat.
Yeah. It's nice because he, you know, it doesn't matter how I played that day or whatever.
That's right.
He doesn't care. He just wants to hang out.
He just wants to hang out and be with you. Do you? Are you a dog park guy with Deuce?
No, I've taken him a couple times, but it's.
Eden Prairie's dog park's pretty good.
He just plays too hard.
He
plays too hard. He just wants to play fetch all day long.
Well,
that's cool, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you prefer dogs like that or the ones that just, like, lay there and sleep the whole day?
I like the dogs that are rambunctious.
Yeah.
Terrible training.
Right.
I love it.
Do you guys wrestle?
Oh, yeah.
You have to, right?
That's part of the problem. Like, he jumps on everybody, and I'm like, I really reinforce that.
So did you do any dog training, or did you have him, like, professionally trained?
No, nothing.
No one knows?
I should have him trained just for some common obedience. But
is he a knee humper?
Oh,
no,
God,
he's
no.
Not.
Let's hope not.
He keeps it pretty classy, actually. He just plays hard.
Yeah, that's awesome. You still sour from the NFC title game?
Yeah, of course.
Good.
Yeah, I'll probably always be sour from that.
Yeah, we're talking to like Greenway and Lieber from, you know, 2009. They're not over it yet, right? So this one lingers, right? But a Super Bowl, that might erase it.
In the future, yeah, but, you know, right now, obviously, not happy about it.
Right.
And, there's only, you know, there's only a couple options you can do with that, so we're just gonna try to get better.
Have you watched back the game at all?
Yeah, I think I watched it that night.
Okay.
TV copy or all 22?
No, I don't think I've ever watched a TV copy of the game.
Yeah. So anything pop off the screen to you when you watched it again?
I mean, not to get into specifics, but they outplayed us. You know, they beat us pretty much in every phase.
What about like learning moments for you from that game? I mean, you're all pro. And congratulations, by the way, on the pick six in the Pro Bowl.
Thanks.
I mean, I know it's the Pro Bowl, and it's not like Delaney Walker tried to run you down that hard, but you still got there, man, in the rain, and it was kind of cool to see. But in any like anything you can take out of the for yourself? I mean, you're upper echelon, man. You're really, really good, but maybe there's a teaching moment for you from that game.
Oh, of course. There's always teaching moments, good or bad. So you got to take every play you can and try to use it, you know, down the line in the future to take advantage of those opportunities that come.
Zimmer's taking it really hard.
Yeah, you know, no question. I think everybody is, but I know he'll learn from it and expect more out of us as we move forward.
Are you going to watch this Super Bowl, or do you feel like, you know what, I don't need to see an Eagle logo painted on my field?
Yeah, just walking through the mall, I don't like, you know, just knowing that the game's here and we're not in it is bothersome. But
so you're not going, right?
I'm not going, but, you know, I'll watch it. I always, it's hard for me not to watch football.
Oh, I'm watching it too, yeah. But, I mean, it charges right. I mean, that building, you know, that you to a certain extent have built, you know, with your play before and your play during. Now you got two weird teams in there with logos in the end zone. It's not like New England's weird. It's Brady and everything. But it's just, yeah, the whole thing's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the reality is it happens every single year.
Yeah, but not in your house.
Well, it happens to someone in their house every single year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they also weren't one game away from hosting either, right?
It's also like the highlight of a Jaguars fan year if it happens to be in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, they ain't getting there.
We don't. Honestly, we've never really cared where we play, so we want to win wherever we are. So
it's not where you play, it's how you play. Mm-hmm. That was like a big catchphrase last year around Winter Park. Harrison Smith, 9 to noon, couple of quickies to close. Birch?
It's possible there's no player in the NFL that lines up in more varied positions than you do. Do you like that kind of usage? The fact that, you're not in the same place two plays in a row more often than not.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and that's the kind of the creativity that Zim and George and Jerry, they all, you know, create, and I get to be a part of it. And you know, also the guys around me play at a really high level, so we all kind of help each other out.
Is Kirk Cousins a good quarterback?
Yes, he's a very good quarterback.
Why?
He's a smart guy, can throw it wherever he wants. You know, we've played him a few times, and he's always a tough guy to beat.
Appreciate you stopping by. Anything else we need to know about Sleep Number or anything?
I think we covered it.
Good. You're my man.
Thanks.
Thanks, Harrison. Appreciate it.
Harry the Hitman, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get